Dave Fanning on 2FM.
Okay, that's a piece of music there from Beach House, and Roisin Oh is here because we're talking about an album that what influenced you, inspired you, you loved the most, or what is it exactly?
It definitely inspired me. It's not my favourite album, it's not my the best album out there, but it definitely had a huge impact on me in my mid-20s.
In your mid-20s, that'll be back around 4 years after it was released, because it meant something very personal to you because you got it from a friend and your life wasn't going too well.
Yes, Dave, it wasn't. Yeah, I actually... this came out in 2010. Teen Dream came out in 2010, but I didn't listen to it about 4 years later. 4 or 5 years later, I was going through a breakup, and one of my cousin, who I was my shoulder to cry on, Gavin, he played this for me on vinyl, and we used to sit around chatting, you know, after the breakup, and this was like the soundtrack to my breakup.
wait a minute, you have a friend, you're sitting there and you're playing Beach House album on vinyl.
Yeah,
that's only 7 or 8 years ago. That's pretty okay. Fair. Did it mend your heart?
It you know, I don't know if it mended my heart, to be honest with you. After the breakup, I went a bit off the rails. You know what I mean? I wasn't really, you know, addressing the breakup, I'd say. And it wasn't until Gavin actually got me tickets. We went to see Beach House in...
They played Vicar Street.
Vicar Street.
Yeah, I've never seen them.
Oh my God, they're unbelievable. And I think it was around that time I'd been on the Raz, like tearing the arse out of it for weeks after the breakup and not really dealing with the breakup, and went to see Beach House, and they played this album, and I was a ball of emotion. I just bawled my way through the whole album. It was like seeing it live brought that out in me. Do you know what I mean? And was like finally dealing with the breakup, like, you know.
So this is an album that means an awful lot to you in terms of getting it all out there, kind of thing.
Yeah.
And maybe healing you.
Definitely a little bit. You know, it's an album like when you asked me to come on the show and I was thinking about my favourite albums, like, you know, probably my favourite album is like Blue by Joni Mitchell or Fleetwood Mac Rumours and James Taylor. A lot of that older stuff, but this is an album that it didn't like wouldn't have straight away spoken to me. It sort of had that different thing where for me always the vocalist is what I listen to first, and while Victoria is absolutely amazing vocal, when I first heard it I thought it was the guy was the singer, because she has this deep husky voice like Janis Joplin-esque but way more chilled, and her lyrics are very like they're these little snippet in time and the little snippets of imagery that they don't really tell the story. The type of lyrics that I would usually go for was this story of a very obvious story, you know. But it was the juxtaposition of this amazing, unique vocal over this dreamy, ethereal pop. Do you know what I mean? And it really just drew me in. It wasn't really music that I had listened to before, and maybe that's why it spoke to me so much. It was something.
Yeah, I mean, I decided to listen to a little. I can't believe they have 7 or 8 albums. I didn't even realize. I know. I mean, this is their second album?
This is their second or third. Yeah,
second or third. And then, like, by the time you heard it, they'd probably already had a fourth.
Yes.
So they had 4 albums worth to do at Vicar Street, and you just got into the whole thing. I mean, I don't get the Janis Joplin thing. I don't see that.
No.
At all.
At
no.
all.
I'd even be nearer to kind of a Mad or Nico kind of, but maybe not. Maybe
yeah,
whatever.
A little bit
just,
more melodic
let's
than Nico.
See, who maybe. Are, I mean, like when I hear of a band like this, Beach House, the one thing I think of, just the one thing, Dream Pop. They're supposed to be the number one dream pop band around.
Yeah.
And I don't know many of their albums, but I'll tell you, the one thing I do know is the opening track on their next album, which I played an awful lot. But I'll give you a blast of it now. Do you know it? Do you know Myth?
Myth? No, I don't know if I know.
Okay, hold on. I see what you mean about the fact that you think it's your man singing.
Yeah.
Like, who are they? By the way, that's called Myth. That's from the next album, which was probably right around the time you saw the gig, which was called Bloom.
Yeah.
But Teen Dream is the album that you picked. We're talking to Roisin Oh here, and we did play one track already from that album, and we'll play 2 more. But before we do, who are Beach House? What is Beach House?
So it's a guy and a girl, Victoria Legrand and Alex Scally, and I think they met in college in Baltimore and started working together. They're like a duo, and it's a lot of her vocal, his very dreamy electric guitar. She plays synth on stage as well. Yeah, dream pop, as you say.
The synth, is she?
Yeah, she plays all synths, yeah, on stage. Right. She's amazing.
And have you listened to any of their later albums? Like, I mean, they do have a bunch, you know. Yeah. Thank Your Lucky Stars and Depression, whatever it is, Cherry or something.
Cherry, that one, yeah, that was really huge for them. Yeah, I haven't listened to them as much, to be honest with you. When you're asking me about my favourite album, this is just one I was like, what are my favourite albums? And this popped into my head, and it's so different to anything I'd usually pick.
Right.
And it just took me in a different way, and the way her voice is so understated, you know. I think I'm thinking about how did it influence me, you know, like not giving away everything in the vocal, and you know, until the very very end, and letting the vocal just breathe and be really. Her phrasing is really mad as well, and the way she goes through words. So it was just so unique to me.
And would you have taken any of that up for your own music for yourself? I mean, you've just released the second album.
And it's amazing. Like I definitely think about that. Just holding back, because for me my voice is the thing I can impress people with musically, and to hold back for so long, it makes the impact of the power behind your voice so much more when you be understated for as long as you can. So yeah, I definitely try and do that now.
You know, they have said about this crowd here that they've changed their music a lot. They went from, are you ready for these nonsensical things, from lo-fi indie dream pop to neo-psychedelia ambient shoegazing. So if that's the case, just take me like from The Secret Life of what, 12 years ago now? No, 10 years ago now, to Courageous. I mean, have you changed an awful lot? Don't forget, in between those two albums, you know, like this is when you went to see them in Vickers.
Exactly, well, Secret Life of Blue is definitely folk pop. Courageous is a lot more pop, I would say, but yeah.
So you're not necessarily doing the ambient shoegazing neo psychedelia lo-fi indie dream pop.
I don't know, maybe if I have enough time to write that up, I'll make up a genre for myself.
Exactly, yeah. So anyway, so like this was a very important album for you at a certain stage in that.
It was.
So like, do you find yourself going back to it still though?
Yes, yeah, all the time.
If you were driving right now out of this place in Dublin, you were going to Kerry, would you put it on your car?
I totally would. And it's a type of album as well that, like, when I was asked, I have to pick three, I knew none of the names them, because I just turn it on and I listen to it from start to finish, and I feel like that's the way it needs to be listened to. Like, one song rolls into the other so beautifully. And when I was looking at the name of Norway, the next song I was going to talk about, and I thought it was called No Way the whole time until the other day when I was looking at it.
Absolutely, the experience that all of us have had many times. So tell me about Norway. Why are we playing that next?
Norway, I just thought it was the first two songs on the album, like, it's her voice is this deep thing, and then Norway starts with like this Fisher Price synth with like these rolling toms over it, and then these ahs come in, like these hyperventilating high, really high pitched ahs, and you realise it's her. And when I listened to it first, I was like, oh, this must be her singing and the other one is the guy, but it's all her, and it just shows this other side of her voice, you know, that I absolutely loved hearing as well.
Okay, well, let's hear it. Norway, Beach House. Norway from Beach House. We're talking about the album Teen Dream, and Roisin was here talking about it because it means so much to her. By the way, where are you playing? You've been doing a few gigs.
Yeah.
So where are you playing next? You're playing the INEC Killarney on the 27th.
The 27th of May, yeah. It's my last gig of my tour. I'm just coming off the back of the Irish tour, and it's been amazing.
Has it?
Absolutely. It's so good.
Really good. Is one of the reasons why it's so good is that you now have another bunch of songs to play.
Exactly.
You have two albums worth.
Totally. And I'm actually playing the whole of the new album with all the hits, inverted commas, from the last few years as well, and playing with the band. You know, I missed live music so much. I loved getting the break from everything, to be honest, but when I got back to it, I was like, oh, this is what's missing in my life, this is why I do music. And getting back up there and hearing the crowd sing along to these new songs that have been only out a few weeks, it's like an absolute dream.
And what's the band with Roisin now?
So I'm playing a bit of guitar, a bit of bass, a bit of keys, a little bit of SPSX, and then I dance around for most of the time. And then I have Sam Killeen on guitar, Rob Kennedy on drums, and Theo Byrne on keys. But the lineup also changes all the time because everybody's gigging at the moment, so I have about three different versions of my band at the moment.
Absolutely, they really are. There's so many gigs around the place. What was I going to say? Like, so it won't be another 10 years before album number three.
No. I'm already thinking about getting back into studio. It's weird, this album has changed things for me, like working with different songwriters and working with Philip McGee, who produced a lot of this. I've never enjoyed recording so much, and I'm dying to get back in.
Philip McGee this time, David Odlin with the first one, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. And then like the producer of the album that we're talking about here is Chris Cody. Like, have you ever listened to the Yeah Yeah Yeahs on TV on the radio?
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
He's got a sound, doesn't he?
Definitely, definitely. And the Yeah Yeah Yeahs is definitely a lot more poppy, but you can definitely hear that crossover.
Yeah, yeah. So of tracks then, we'll play the final track we'll see you then. Next, the 27th of May at the INEC Killarney. Have you anything else lined up for the summer?
I'm playing at Wild Roots Festival in Sligo. Yeah. I'm playing Independence Festival in Cork on the second stage on Saturday.
Right.
And watch this space for EP. I think I have something up my sleeve.
You might have something up your sleeve for EP. Being not Elongated Player, but Electric Picnic.
Yes.
Right, okay, fair enough. Okay, that's the beginning of, it's the end of August, beginning of September. Okay, so what we'll do is we'll play the last track that you picked, which is what? Was it Walk in the Park?
Yeah, Walk in the Park.
Was there something about the, like, even the intro of the song that I played from the next album there, there's something about their intros.
Their intros that catches you in, and that's why I love the album so much, because every new song it's like, oh, it's this one, oh, it's this one. And it almost, I feel like the intros and the verses are even better than the choruses sometimes. You're not waiting for the chorus because the verses are so interesting. And with Walk in the Park, it's one of the few ones I really felt like the lyrics, a lot of the times you have to really work to try and figure out what she's talking about, you know. But in this one, it's very obviously coming to the end of a relationship. You know, the face that you saw on the door isn't standing there anymore. In a matter of time, it will slip from my mind. I always felt like this was the song I definitely started bawling at in Vicar Street. And it's like she's trying to get over someone, and she's hoping that in the future he won't be in her mind anymore, but right now he's there, like,
type of thing. And it's the first verse is the thing that really
got to me. Yeah,
right, indeed. Okay, so just one of the things that you mentioned, Fleetwood Mac, and who else? Joni Mitchell.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of Joni Mitchell, about the album Blue,
she
wasn't releasing albums, she was releasing her diary and putting music to it.
Exactly.
So like that personal kind of thing, is that something that you're...
That's way more up my alley, especially for this album. I absolutely wore my heart in my sleeve, and for The Secret Life of Blue, I was a lot more metaphorical and hiding what I was trying to say. And this album, I'm the absolute opposite. And it basically tells a story of the last couple of years of my life and the breakups I've been through. The actual conversations are included in the lyrics.
So. All right. Well, if you have no interest in meeting Roisin, you can just listen to the album Courageous, and that means you've met her.
Exactly.
Okay. Roisin, thanks a million for talking to us.
Thanks
Courageous
so much for
is out
me.
Now at the moment. And the album we're talking about here is from Beach House, of course. It is Teen Dream. I think it's the second of 7 or 8 from them, or 8 or 9 from them. But It might be the third. Okay, fair enough. And this track here is the final one of the three that you picked, and it's called Walk in the Park. Roisin, it's a pleasure. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave Fanning on 2FM.